You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Changed Into His Likeness by Watchman Nee. This book is read by George W. Saris. This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with CLC, originally published by Kingsway Publications in English as Changed Into His Likeness, copyright 1957 by Angus I. Kinnear. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Preface. This audiobook originated in a series of addresses given by Ni To Sheng of Fuchao in the early months of 1940 to Chinese Christians meeting in Hardun Road, Shanghai. I am greatly indebted to a friend whose notes, taken down in English at the time, have made it possible to reproduce his talks in the present form, with no more than essential literary tidying up. The author starts with a practical exposition of the patriarchal story, designed to offer by analogy a solution of our own problems of Christian faith and walk by pointing again to the sufficiency of God in Christ in the face of human failure. Some readers may feel that they have heard much of this before and be tempted to exclaim, "Yes, but does it honestly work out in practice?" It is a joy, therefore, to move into his important final chapters, where with telling flashes of insight, he adduces from the same exposition an impressive example of the real and radical transformation God in fact brings about in the man or woman truly committed to Him. These chapters are, I believe, a valuable contribution to the understanding of God's ways with all His own. Angus I. Kinnear, London, 1967. Chapter 1. Three Significant Men. When in the Old Testament God sets out to secure a people wholly delivered from bondage and separated to Himself in a unique way, and when in order to do so He appears first to Moses at the burning bush, it is remarkable that He identifies Himself by a threefold designation. "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. And when a little later God sends Moses to the Israelites to announce His intention to them, the same threefold expression comes as a kind of refrain through His pronouncement. "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, the Lord, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me." Verses 15 and 16. Now we would surely not be wrong in asking ourselves, why this triple refrain? Especially so, since the Lord Jesus Himself uses the same expression in a passage which occurs in each of the first three Gospels. "But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Matthew chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Why is it, we would like to know, that God employs this threefold expression when He identifies Himself to mankind? What is the significance for us, His children, of these three recurring names? The Apostle Paul assures us that what is contained in Scripture was written for our learning. And here is something which is brought to our attention in both the Old and New Testaments. This suggests that in both the Old Dispensation and the New, God is following one identical principle. In the Old, God appeared to Moses with the intention of calling Israel out of Egypt to become His chosen people. In the New, Jesus appeared in resurrection to the nucleus of a new people of His choice. If now it is true that we who have been saved by His...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?